Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, my music is so important to me, but I think in some aspects, I'm getting attention from crazy people, you know. Listen, if anyone's interested in my music, please contact me directly. If not, if you see me, don't come around if you can't talk to me directly. That's my stance on it. You know, my songs are so important to me, and you know, you heard me many times on Twitter talk about my music all these years. You know, it's so important to me, and podcast is one aspect of my creativity, but my music is so important. Yes, singing, writing, making music and becoming a professional artist is so important. But again, if anyone is interested, contact me directly. If you can't talk to me directly, please don't come around. You know, the reason why I bring that up is I've had people who I don't know in my neighborhood or who come around, and because of the little attention I get and or the attention I have on YouTube, and do not talk to me. So I don't want to deal with that. These people have exhibited from some mental health issues. I mean, they don't talk to me. They just laugh or whatever. And well, I'm going to leave it there. First of all, my songs are very important to me, as you know. And another situation that I told you about was the photos of, you know, Dove Knight, me, the musical artist. First, they had an imposter of someone who was dressed in a gown who wasn't me, looked Arab and Latin. I'm not Arab or Latin. I'm African American. You see me in the sunglasses, you see me in the hat, you know, pixiated picture, that's me. And you can also see me in a video, I Really Want to Get to Know You. That video was done a while back. And at the end of the video, you see me sitting there and then looking at the camera. And I wear a glitter hat and glasses. Of course, I didn't have no makeup on. There were shows where I did have a hat. And I did put makeup on, but I was singing. There were individuals brought up shows I did on public access. That was not a band. That was just, I don't know, we were just having fun. That was a long, long time ago, so don't bring that up. Bring something up recently, you know, because none of the songs that were released were I sung, you know, and a band, well, that was a different. That band did not want to go famous, and I did, you know. Well, anyway, I bring up these situations to prevent any misconstrued situations. Now, the Dove Knight musical artists have a picture of a blue cover. I didn't put that up there. That was an old album, Legacy Songs, that has been removed because I had to go to a different record company distributor. Now, I hope that when they put Dove Knight musical artist, they put the glasses and the hat, and you see my name, Dove Knight Star, next to it with a happy face. That's my signature. That's what I write when I write my signature. That's me. Okay, so you see me on Twitter, the real Dr. Dove Knight, professional. That is my address. That is my address on Twitter. So It has been my address, the real Dr. Devine, official professional at DOVENEEDSOOVE22 Twitter for years. And I've been with BMI for years. ASCAP, yes, indirectly. I've been doing this for years, if anyone wants to know. So I paid my dues at Dove Needs Love 22. So you'll see Dove Knight, the name, and you'll see the glasses and the hat. My websites with my videos is Dove Knight, GoDaddySites.com. You can go and be on my, look at my 361 songs I registered, which is a lot of songs. You know, if you look on copyright, I register all the songs that have been released. There are several songs that, you know, I register. So I actually made thousands of songs with groups. Some of them got lost. Okay. Some of them got lost. I don't know what happened to them because it's been so long. There were other songs that I made, you know, singing, and I played on piano, or just made, you know, making a melody, singing, whatever, and it's all on there. But there are several songs that are missing. You know, it's, I don't know what happened to those records. The other day I was listening to a hard rock song, Struggle, that I did not release. I may release it, but I don't know. From what I know, the song, I sung that at the Sunset Strip. Oh, yes, I did. You know, it was, you know, doing those long notes and, all those years, you know, ago, I was singing at clubs, and I was just singing, and I was doing all those songs. I had to, you know, to get myself out there. You know, I couldn't, you know, as I said before, I am not just somebody who's in a studio. I was out there singing for years. And if people haven't seen me in a studio, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, but if they haven't seen me in person, I'm so sorry, because I've done it so much. I reached the age and situation where I paid my dues. And, you know, somebody said, I don't need to keep going out there singing. And I said, yeah, I like to do it once in a while because I've done it too much. But I will go out there eventually, because I love to make music. One way or the other, regardless of what I do, music is such a part of me. I've been doing it so long, you know, and, but I'm also aware that the business is so hard, you know, when, releasing music and getting it heard, you know, I have so many tribulations, but the triumph is the persevering to make music and to release it to the public. So if anyone questions me about going out, then they should invite me to a show to sing. You know, I was turned down from people to sing, you know, or to bring a group or whatever. Groups have been a thorn at my side, you know, starting groups. I was with a drummer, and then I was with a guitar player, and then I was with a bass player. And it disbanded all the time, 4, 5, 6, 10 groups that just didn't take off. Going to the Sunset Strip, and then not too long ago, me and a drummer from a previous jam, we're going to put a group together, and he just didn't find the right people. Or the people just disband, you know. And then I realized, in order to have a group together, it has to be something to hold them, like a contract or something. And we didn't get a recording contract. And that was the goal. But still, I got to the indie label as a solo artist. So I'm thankful for that. It was such a struggle. But the most important thing I would say is a joy to create. To all creators, I salute you. But if anybody's interested or concerned about me with what I'm doing with music or anything, please, you know, don't come around if you can't talk. You know, I don't like that. I'm already dealing with people who I don't know who come around and who I really will never know and don't know how to mind their business, which is a sign of something wrong, you know, with them. But, you know, or in general, I mean, nobody who's well would do that. But still, you know, directly, if you're interested in my music or anything about me, just, you know, come around to just look at me or whatever. Keep away, you know. It's about my music, fine. Or it's about something else, about these podcasts, then contact me directly by email. You can email my Twitter. Because my music is so important to me. But I like to do things normally. I like to live in a normal environment, but unfortunately, life, you know, where we go and what we do, sometimes what we do can attract people who do not know how to act normally. It's important that when I say normally, I mean stable. How to respect people, deal with people who we know or don't know. You know, and I'm sure I have the basic common sense in dealing with people who I know. You know, who I know. By respecting them and, you know, strangers, be nice, say hello and keep, you know, make sure I keep my boundaries to make them feel comfortable. Unless they talk to me first, and if we talk and then directly, and then we move on. Unless there's a, you know, some big concern. That's how you deal with people. But I bring that up because I bring out about people who simply don't understand basic common sense of how to deal with people. And that has to be addressed by something, you know, what they need to get help with. But as an artist, I love to deal with all kinds of people who come to me directly, and I will contact you when I can. I like to keep it there. But the pictures of the blue, when you see the blue album cover, I didn't put that on, you know, for the Duff Nightingale musical artist. That's not me. As I said on Twitter, that's not me. What I look like is I'm a guy with a hat and the sunglasses and a pixiated face. That's me. And yes, they removed the imposter because that was somebody who, that's definitely not me, the guy in the, you know, California State graduation gown. You know, that was not me. He was, it looked Latin. That was not me. I'm African American with sunglasses. So my sunglasses is there on my face. So if people are questioning about my age, my size, my health, they should not, if they going by allegations or whatever or assumptions, if they see me on camera directly, they should go to me directly because a lot of us, what we assume is not necessarily true because it's about my talent. You know, it's about me personally when it comes to music. Not about all that other stuff that has nothing to do with the talent or anybody's work as a person. What for the music industry is about what talent you have, sing, write, play, et cetera. That's what it's about, one or the other. But, you know, as an individual, we should all be respected, and I like to be respected. What I'm trying to say is that just because I got a little fame on YouTube, I don't want to track the crazies, you know. I know that happens with much bigger celebrities, but I don't want to deal with that. People don't understand reality. I mean, I have dealt with that because of this little fame I got on YouTube, thinking I'm some celebrity or something, and that's not fair to me or to anybody to endure crazy people come around. I mean, they need to mind their business because I'm not a celebrity. I don't feel a celebrity. I mean, I just got a little fame, you know. So let me be. As I said, those other allegations about my songwriting, you don't need. I'm with BMI. It's registered, it's published, it's copyrighted. I had to, you know. That's all I have to say. Enough said. But the blue cover, when you see Dove Knight Musical Artist, that's not what I look like. I'm not blue. My skin is not blue. Skin is brown, dark brown. I wear sunglasses and I wear a hat. I'm Black African American. My name is Dove Knight. And Dove Knight Songs is there for you. And I hope all your dreams come true.